The LGBTIQA community, they've always been here and they've been sharing their stories for centuries. Whether you've been listening or not, now is the time to actually listen. In a special Queer Stories in celebration of the 40th anniversary of Mardi Gras, enjoy an evening of storytelling that will bring you to tears, laughter, and a lot of love. Joining us on the line now is writer, producer, and performer Maeve Marsden, who'll be hosting Queer Stories at Riverside Theatres this Friday. Hi, Maeve.
Hi.
How are you going?
Good, thank you.
So Queer Stories, it's a monthly event based at Giant Dwarf in Redfern. How did it all start?
So I started running Queer Stories a couple of years ago now as part of the City of Sydney's Late Night Library program. I was looking for an event that I could host in a library at the time that would bring stories out of the queer community. And it's just really grown from there. So I've now been at Giant Dwarf doing it monthly since September 2016. And we've just been selling out every month. I think the community were really excited to start to like listen to and honour each other's stories in a really warm and generous way in Sydney. And, you know, storytelling's quite popular at the moment, storytelling events rather than traditional stand-up. All the timing kind of worked and the community's really got behind it and really enjoy listening to each other. And so the rest is history.
What is it about storytelling that is connecting people more so than what you mentioned, stand-up?
I think a few different people now have told me that coming to Queer Stories is like going to queer church. And I think there is this thing of having spaces. We like to have spaces where we can, it's not about moral stories, but about hearing stories from our community. And the queer community's had hasn't had our stories in those spaces, in church, in politics, in the history books. Those stories have been kind of pushed down. So having a space where we can do that and where we can come together that's both social but also, I suppose, reverent of each other and of our narratives has really struck a chord. And there's lots of light and shade to the night. So I think in terms of entertainment, it's unexpected and you don't know what you're going to get, whether it's, you know, going to be laugh out loud, which often they are, or something quite heartbreaking. And I think people like that in their evening. Yeah, I know I do. I just program the people I want to listen to. And I'm just lucky that other people seem to agree.
Speaking of programming, who you've got planned for this Friday?
So this Friday is a Western Sydney special. And it's funny because I actually scheduled it before we had the postal survey last year and before a lot of the negative press came out about the no vote in Western Sydney. So it's kind of nice timing in a way to go out to Western Sydney and to say, look, there's a really amazing queer community here of artists and creative and writers and regular people, and to celebrate that will be really nice, especially for Mardi Gras. So on the lineup, I've got Karen Therese, who's a theatre maker who runs a PYT out in Western Sydney. I've got Peter Pilates, who's an author based in Western Sydney. Von Papiag, who's a filmmaker. And now I've had a brain snap. Oh, these amazing two guys who do a food truck and catering business called Two Boys in Saris, which is like drag meets street food. And they're, just started this business a year ago together and it's going through the roof. And Mel Gardner, who did a lot of campaigning around the marriage equality vote and has also written and spoken about being Catholic and being queer. So there's an amazing kind of cross-section of experiences among the lineup, but all with a connection to Western Sydney.
Yeah, as you mentioned, Western Sydney, it didn't go well in the postal vote.
Not so well.
Not so well. How are you going to get those people to come to an event like Queer Stories if there's already that fear there?
Do you mean no voters or do you mean the local queer community?
Some of the no voters, I guess, because those are the people who should be listening, are they not?
I mean, Queer Stories isn't really for them. I know that's not, like, it's not that it's not for straight people, but I think that what I try to do with Queer Stories is create a space where we're not telling our stories in order to campaign for change. We're telling our stories for each other. And I think in the media, often LGBTQI people are forced to constantly prove our worth by saying how normal we are, by saying we're just like you, by telling the same kind of narratives, whether it's coming out or whether it's talking about same-sex marriage. These are the really kind of simplistic and one-track stories that we're allowed to share. Whereas in Queer Stories, I say to my speakers, you don't even have to talk about being queer or trans or gay. You can just talk about yourself. I'm just providing a platform for stories from LGBTQIA people rather than inspirational speeches or anything like that. So it's not so much a kind of Changing Hearts and Minds advocacy project. It's much more about entertainment and narrative and engagement with the community, with stories by and for us. So no voters are welcome to come along and learn something, but it's not an educational exercise.
So you've been doing this since 2016. Have there been any favourite stories over the years?
Oh, I couldn't choose. That's like asking me to choose a favourite child. I can't. They're all on the podcast and I do go and re-listen to them sometimes. I like the ones the most that really have a kind of queer perspective to the ones that haven't tried to create a piece of education, as I was saying before, but rather just a beautifully written narrative stories. But no, I couldn't choose a favourite.
And it is the 40th anniversary of Mardi Gras this year. Will that play into the night's programming, or is it just Western Sydney?
No, this one's Western Sydney themed. I'm also doing an event on March 16th, which is more Mardi Gras themed. It's after Mardi Gras, but that's because the season is so busy. And that one has 78ers, people who marched in the first Mardi Gras, speaking. And that one's back at Giant Dwarf. So I kind of split my Mardi Gras programming over 2 months. And I've also been editing a magazine for the ABC for the 40th anniversary of Mardi Gras. So I've been pretty embedded with that whole celebration and process, working with writers to put this beautiful glossy magazine that people can buy and keep as a keepsake of the anniversary. So I've had a very gay summer preparing for the 40th anniversary. It's quite a landmark.
Yeah, well, I hope your gay summer keeps continuing. But Maeve, thank you so much for joining us here today.
Thanks for having me.
Not a problem. That was Maeve Marsden, who will be hosting Queer Stories at Riverside in Parramatta on Friday.